How would you describe your father's occupation?
It was in general investments also, and this land, a lot of the land that we, and some of the land that we sold to Horizon Corporation for the Waterwood development had been in the family, some of it about 100 years. They acquired land and timber, and they did some farming, although this was not a particularly good farming country. And the store became a just a commissary, really, for mostly for the tenants on the farms.
The store here. And your mother, since she had a college education, did she ever work or?
Never did any work of any kind.
And you say her parents were from Greenville and in Jackson?
Well, she lived in, she was born in Greenville, reared in Jackson, Mississippi. And her mother had come from Alabama. Yes. And rather interesting, her mother's mother had her call a young man one day. And he said, "Ms. I can, through your mother, I can establish your title to one side of the main street in Montgomery, Alabama." She said, "Young man, those people think they own it, and as far as I'm concerned, they own it, and I don't want to discuss it any further." And her mother was, I believe, the first white woman in Alabama. And she came there as a young bride, lived about 40 miles from the nearest neighbor, and she played the little spinet piano. And one day Indian in war paint came into the house and demanded that she play the big drum, and scared her to death. And her husband came home, and she explained how frightened she was. So he told her that those Indians were friendly Indians taking care of his wife while he was gone. And he made the request that they remain in the edge of the clearing when he was gone, which they did, and she'd see them and would play the piano for them. And later he was killed by unfriendly Indians, and she was left a widow at 22 with two daughters. One of them being my grandmother and my grandmother's sister, who also lived in Jackson, across the street from my grandmother. And Grandma was my great-grandmother, and I knew her slightly.
Speaking of seeing you right
here. Oh, I see. They,
she died when I was
about 3 years old, and she lived with my grandmother in Jackson, Mississippi, and she was Julie Cecile Stonework Webb. Excuse me. They